98.1 Power FM, it's Dana and Dylan with you.
Now, we've seen you posting on the community Facebook pages around the Upper Hunter about snakes recently. Last week, Wendy actually posted about a brown snake, Dylan, that was, she's actually named it, Slytherin.
Yeah.
Is a regular visitor at Slither's by her back steps. Now, I wouldn't be rapt about it, and I know you wouldn't either. You have a fear of snakes.
Yeah, not a fan of them at all.
Well, this week is Australian Wildlife Week, which celebrates sort of creating a positive relationship between humanity and nature. And the Aussie Ark and the Barrington Tops, they do absolutely incredible work into wildlife conservation. And Kelly Davis joins us from there now. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, do you think there are some certain species in Australia that are misunderstood? Like snakes?
Snakes is certainly a big one for a lot of people, but even some of our mammal species as well. You know, Tasmanian devil is a great example. I mean, it's called a devil.
Yeah.
People think that they're these horrible animals, they'll tear you limb from limb, but they're actually nothing like that at all. But so many of our species really, a lot of people don't know about or don't know much about, and they're certainly misunderstood.
So what can we do as the general public to kind of get educated about Australian wildlife, and what can we do around our homes in the Upper Hunter to help protect species? You know, anything from insects to the bigger animals that you find around, like kangaroos.
Yeah, so if we look at snakes, for one thing, education is, I guess, really, really important. And also just sort of being mindful of the animal's perspective. You know, they're not out to kill us or harm us in any way. Really, most people do find themselves in trouble getting bitten by snakes and things when they try to interfere, handle it, either trying to kill it or pick it up and see what's going on. So the best thing really is to just remove yourself from the situation and let the snake make its own way, but education of so many of our species as well, like I said, a lot that people haven't heard of. Aussie Ark's got a great website, and all of our Facebook information helps to shed some light on some of the species that we have, but, you know, things around your home, keeping cats indoors, being careful on the roads at dawn and dusk. So many of our species are nocturnal or really active in that dawn and dusk period. So just being, I guess, mindful of when the wildlife are most active. And with those reptiles, it is, you know, coming into the warmer months where we do see them out a lot more.
Oh, for sure. And there's some amazing resources in our region at the Australian Reptile Park as well. I know they do great Facebook Lives and you can get educated that way.
Kelly, just finally, what is one misconception about our wildlife that you wish everyone knew about?
I think that, you know, a lot of the species, people look at it and go, you know, oh, it's just little and insignificant. And, you know, that everyone sees kangaroos, koalas is our big charismatic species, but there's so many of our really little marsupials, mammals that are so important to the environment and the work that they do. And I guess want to give a big shout out to one species that's really misunderstood or very little known about, and that is the broad-toothed rat.
Yes.
Here at Aussie Ark, you know, we love all of our Australian wildlife and so many need our help. And the broad-toothed rat is a really difficult one to get for people to get behind because it is a rat, but it's nothing like the feral rat.
What a name too.
Associated with disease, and we're actually doing a crowdfunding campaign to have a captive breeding facility for the broad-toothed rat. So if you jump on our social media or on our website, you can get behind that at the moment.
Well, I'm looking forward to the rest of the week. We are celebrating Australian Wildlife Week. And like Kelly said, if you see a snake around your place, leave it alone. Kelly from Aussie Ark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. No.